From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union Democratic State Senator Cecilia Kapchick and Republican George Amador met in their first debate of the 2014 race for the 46th Senate District seat Tuesday, September 23rd. Both were critical of each other's records, policy stances, and even their preference in ice cream flavor at the Daily Gazette-hosted debate at Proctor's GE Theater. Both offered positions on casinos, upstate economic revival, ethics, and women's issues, and differed often, including from the first question where they were asked which flavor ice cream they prefer, vanilla or chocolate. Kapchick went first and chose chocolate. Amador, after some thought, picked vanilla. Quote, he just wants to be different, unquote, she said, setting a tone that would continue throughout the night. The back and forth between the two was largely confined to their answer and rebuttal periods, though the audience grew rowdy often and cheered for both candidates. There also was some booing and heckling, so much so partway through Kapchick's closing statements that she had to pause while a mix of boos and cheers were hushed. Amador will be a guest on WGXE's The Right Opinion at 10 a.m. today. Read the full story in the Times Union. Katie Kachansky is reporting in the Register Star, the Greenport Planning Board Tuesday, September 23rd, put the brakes on the proposed Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Greenport Gardens development. The 66-unit building would be located on Greenacres Road near Jocelyn Boulevard. The board requested three letters of approval and comments on the project from the town's highway superintendent, fire chief, and water and wastewater superintendent before the project could be moved forward. Earlier this month, Greenport Supervisor John Pereca and the town board expressed their disapproval of the development. Several community members have also expressed their opinion to the project during two public information sessions. Read the full story in the Register Star. Justin Davis is reporting in the Columbia paper the Stockport Town Board has moved ahead with projects intended to resolve multiple water issues, specifically the brown water in Kings Acres and Water District 2, and water pressure problems for residents off Route 9. The town has borrowed $400,000 to resolve these problems. The work to be done includes painting and lining the water tank, installing and repairing fire hydrants, and a new control panel in the Stockport pump station. The town is also drilling a larger water line and installing a new junction box for several houses on Route 9 near Rossman Road. The new line and junction box will resolve water pressure issues that have been ongoing for nearly 30 years at those locations. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 74, tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Thursday there's a chance of rain, mainly between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 68, Thursday night mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, with a low around 49. Friday will be sunny with a high near 75, Friday night clear with a low around 50. And Saturday will be sunny with a high near 81, Saturday night clear with a low around 53. Sunrise today was at 6:45 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:48 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 2 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Wednesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. All phone numbers are in the 518 area code. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Community Center 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Cairo Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Board of Education meeting is at 7 p.m. at the high school at 341 Main Street in Catskill, 943-4696. The Claverick Zoning Board of Appeals public hearing on the Ginsburg project is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 91 Church Street in Mellonville, 672-7911. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Works Committee is at 6 p.m. at County Office Building, 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copaic Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Hudson Common Council Public Works meeting is at 5:30 p.m., and the Legal Committee meeting is at 6:15 p.m., both at City Hall at 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hudson Development Corporation meeting is at 12 noon at 1 North Front Street in Hudson, 751-1044. The Kinderhook Historical Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Philmont Village Board Workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.